All Friday, then. Man, it's good to have you here. It's Friday. Crazy week. Sometimes it just feels like we're hanging on by a thread, doesn't it? Just feels like you're hanging on by a thread. What's coming next? You smack right in the face. Let's see here. We're going to kind of work our way through a couple of things here. I'm going to start with Anthony's ask. What are we going to run? Bite five, Anthony. Let's go with that first. And back to the O.J. Simpson thing. Apparently he had, prostate cancer? Died of cancer? 76 years old. World famous was O.J. Simpson running the football for the Buffalo Bills. Played 11 years in the NFL. Then went on and had a successful career in Hollywood. And then, of course, the infamous murder trial. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. And all of that happy stuff, right? I won a dollar, by the way. Yeah, I had a bet with my father on the outcome of that verdict. I didn't say O.J. was innocent. He said, does he get acquitted or does he get found guilty? My dad, oh, they'll find him guilty, no question. I said, they're going to acquit him. I got a dollar, which is all we ever bet, a dollar. So my dad gave me a big old fat silver dollar. I still have that somewhere. But over on CNN, the reporter Stephanie Elam said it was nice to see a rich black person get away with murder. She just said this yesterday. Listen to this.
And it's also just worth noting how much was impacted by this trial, Jake. So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too.
Could get Stephanie away Elam, with murder so is what she said. Could get away with what other people in the system did. Really? So I guess she thought it was okay that he got away with murder. Strange comment there on CNN, to say the least. At any rate, you can stop in at any time. 877-310-9966 is, of course, your common sense hotline for today and every day, actually. We're going to go to 11, 12, and 13, Anthony. That'll make your life a bit more straightforward. Just kind of wrapping up the week. I feel like I'm cleaning up aisle five. I've got the broom. I've got the dustpan. I've got, the disinfectant. The rebellion of Biden voters is real. We were talking about it earlier on the program, but the rebellion, and we were talking about it with Mike Rogers, the price of everything. But here's a group of Biden voters. It's a six-panel screen on MSNBC or 8 or 10. It's a whole group of people. It's a focus group, right? And they're asked, what do you think about Joe Biden? What do you think about what's going on? Will you vote for him again? MSNBC, Morning Joe, boy, were they shocked. Listen.
Is there anything Joe Biden could do or say between now and the time you vote that would make you feel differently about feeling that his policies would not be as good for your family on the economy? Or are you pretty much decided that Trump's policies would be better for the economy?
I mean, I feel like he doesn't even take accountability for what's going on in the economy. Not even accountability, he's in denial that it's happening.
The point is Biden needs to hear the people, because when he's talking about the economy doing stellar, he's talking about the stock market. He's not looking at homelessness or joblessness. He's not, to Haiti's point, thinking about how much it costs to go to the grocery store. And he's gaslighting literally everyone in the process.
And Omar, you voted for Joe Biden last time, right?
Yeah,
he voted for Joe Biden before. He doesn't care. He's gaslighting everybody. And for young people, what about young people trying to make it these days? Well, here's one take on it. Listen to this guy.
Somebody explained to me in crayon eating terms why I make over three times the federal minimum wage and I cannot afford to live. And I do not want to hear the pull yourself up from your bootstraps, work 90 hours a week. That's not the goal, guys. A one-bedroom apartment, $1,800. Two-bedroom apartment, $2,200. Who the f*** can afford that? It is embarrassing to come out and say that it is a struggle to survive right now. But I know so many people are struggling.
Does that sound like a Biden voter to you? Doesn't seem much like a Biden voter to me, right? It's tough for people out there, really tough for people out there. And that's why Donald Trump connects with people. They see him getting attacked at every turn, dragged into court. The case starts Monday, by the way, on this non-disclosure agreement, which is standard. A non-disclosure agreement is a standard thing that'll happen today in America thousands of times. You pay money, And if you take the money, you don't talk. You keep your mouth shut. That's the non-disclosure agreement. Very common legal thing to have happen, which is what happened with Stormy Daniels. Whether or not what you believe about what happened between those two, irrelevant. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't, doesn't matter. Here's the NDA. You sign it, you take the money. If you take the money, then you don't talk. It's pretty simple stuff. Anyhow, I don't know if you saw, here's something fun for you, all right? Donald Trump stopped at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, bought a round of milkshakes for everybody. If you didn't hear it or see it, here it is. Listen.
So I don't care what the media tells you,
Mr.
Trump.
Yeah.
We support you, man.
Okay,
4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a...
And there you have it. Look, here's a very diverse crowd, to say the least, right? Young black woman excited to come give Donald Trump a big hug. He did. It loved it. Cool stuff. I mean, when you see that, you don't see Joe Biden do that. He doesn't connect with people on a human level like that. Not at all. Period. Now a quick break and a message from our sponsor. Everyone knows the next medical crisis around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like an insect bite, you and your family must be prepared. And that's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. Great doctors like Peter McCullough. They're on the program regularly. They're medical professionals that have created the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. A medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and the Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, from anthrax to tick bites to COVID or a bioweapon, doesn't matter. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics, all there to help you and your family be safe from whatever happens. Go to twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber. Order today. Save 10%. Use the promo code Gruber. This is a kit you need to have in your house no matter what happens. twc.health/Gruber. It is the Steve Gruber Show.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.